Welcome to Cycle Breakers and Money Makers, a podcast for women of color and first gen who are breaking generational cycles and glass ceilings by going places no one before them has ever gone. I'm your host, leadership coach, and eldest daughter of immigrants, Mariela De La Mora. I left a 16-year marketing career to create a multiple six-figure-a-year coaching business as a single mom. Each week, you'll learn how to build unshakable self-trust, become in demand, lead with confidence, and make more money by being more of who you are. This episode is for you if you are telling yourself that you can't have what you want in business, or that the level of success that you want in business is going to be harder for you or not possible for you, whether that's because you have kids or because you are working through really, really tough mindset challenges or self-doubt. Maybe you're in therapy and you're working through trauma. Maybe you really are sitting in deep money scarcity. If you're a daughter of immigrants and you grew up with seeing your parents struggle or close to their, you know, immigration story, that can make a lot of sense. If you are a single parent like I am, there's so many things that make something that's already challenging, like entrepreneurship, even more challenging than this episode is for you. It originally aired in March 2023. It is from my friend Kat Del Carmen's podcast, Latinas Booked Out. She interviewed me. It is still one of my absolute top favorite episodes that I've ever recorded with her. We recorded one also in June 2020, right before she and I worked together, actually. She'll tell people this. Like, I was her first business coach, but we're just friends now, and we have been friends ever since. And I love her. I have so much admiration and respect for her. She is someone who has this gift for seeing people in ways that they don't even realize, like, these things about themselves. And so she has this way of seeing me and recognizing parts about me, like the single parent aspect, which she shared, you know, she grew up with a single mom. She just always gets me, man. I'm just trying to tell my story and she'll just like validate me and see me in a way that I didn't expect. And I'll just break down crying. And the reason this is so important is because I think that she was able to have me tell a story in a way that felt very real and vulnerable that I probably couldn't have done on my own. I wanted to share it with you all on my podcast now because I wanted you to know how I have worked through different challenges that I once thought would make it so that like I couldn't have a business that is just under $1 million lifetime revenue right now in 4 years. At the time that I recorded, it was like just a little over $500,000, right? And I'm not saying this so that you think like, oh, nothing should ever like stop you. It should be equally the same for all people. That's not it. Yes. If you're a marginalized person, if you have ADHD, or if you have children, if you're working through trauma, these are factors that we work through and our entrepreneurship is challenging. And I also want you to know not to count yourself out, that you don't need to lower your vision or shrink it of what you think is possible for you. And in this episode, I share a little bit of my story and I also share how I've worked through things like my past trauma, my abandonment wounds, my money wounds, how I have grown a multiple six-figure business as a single parent and shown up imperfectly and done the best that I could, impacted so many people. And I wanted you to know that so that you can look at what it is that you think is possible for you and just expand that. So I hope you enjoy this episode. I'm so, so grateful to Kat for being the human that she is. I'm so grateful for her. I love her. Thank you for interviewing me, for getting the story out of me, and just for being a constant presence in my life that calls me out and literally tells me what I need to hear, even when I don't even realize I need it. So here is the episode, Creating Results Through Any Circumstance, with me. I hope you enjoy it. Hello, Mariela. I'm so excited to have you on the show. You know I adore you. You know I love you. And for those of you who don't know, Mariela was my very, very first business coach ever. I remember when I found you, I think you were the first Latina business coach I found.
And I was like, immediately need to work with her. And it really just opened my eyes so much. So anyways, we'll get into like a lot of stuff, guys. But first, welcome to the show again.
Yes.
Tell the people who you are.
I'm so excited because I am recognizing like how much has changed since like that time. But just to quickly like intro myself, I'm Mariela. I am a business and leadership coach for women of color and first gen. I specifically support women around like owning their thought leadership and monetizing their voice in their business and really like owning their identity as CEOs. And it's just been like such a journey to kind of feel like, wow, I really brought all of these past chapters of my life like in, you know, to work with me in like what I do now.
It's been so amazing to see your journey and everything you've been able to create. I'm super lucky that I've, you know, we've had each other like throughout our journey, and we've seen each other go through so many different phases of business and life.
Yes.
I so want to start by just celebrating the fuck out of you. And also I want to mention something, you guys. I've always had a very special place in my heart for single moms because I was raised by a single mom. And that's a big part of my identity. Like me being raised by a single mom has always meant something really, really special to me. Like I feel like people who are raised by single working moms have, they just have such a different, they see women in such a different way. And I'm just so proud that I'm raised by a single mom. And it doesn't like it's single mom. It could be like you're married, right? Too. But like when I think of it, I think of like I just saw someone with my mom that called all the shots.
Yeah.
And to see someone call all the shots for their life.
Yeah.
Pretty outstanding for a woman. And I think it's why I'm so incredibly like, I grew up just very opinionated and confident in my own decisions. And I think that had to do a big part of that. But before, okay, let's talk about you real fast. I just want to celebrate you because I know last year was a really pivotal year. Tell us a little bit, we don't got to go deep on this, but like,
yes,
I want to know a little bit of details. I want to set the stage for the people. Tell us how did business go last year? I want to know how much money you made. That's the honest truth here.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I wanted to know just like money made, but also like your top like three growths. I don't know if that's.
Oh my gosh. Like big, like milestone yeah, like, years.
Tell us what you want to celebrate. Tell us what you want to celebrate for what happened in 2022.
I don't even know. When I look back, it's like this is one of those years. We'll have certain years, as we hope, right? Where if you were to talk to yourself 12 months ago and be like, girl, you will not believe. I wouldn't have thought this. So that's how you know it was just like a big pivotal year. And it was definitely not all highlights, for sure. But I sold 333 last year, 333,000.
Damn!
250K was cash out of that. Woo! And and I finally launched my first group, a mastermind that I had been thinking about for this, like the whole time since I started business. I had this group in my heart. I launched it without launching. Like I literally decided, I was coached on it. I decided, I posted about it in stories and it filled up in 19 days. And with the all together, it wound up being a six-figure launch. And it's wild because there's so much about that that doesn't make sense, but it does make sense when, and we'll talk about that today, how I grew. because I was not in a rush. I was not trying to do the most. I was not trying to like launch a group too soon. I literally grew based on making every stage that I was at feel as peaceful and as profitable as possible before I went on to the next thing. And so, yeah, my milestones like last year, 333, the launching the mastermind, the six-figure launch, and like me moving back home, I think was another one, like moving back to San Francisco.
Yeah.
And yeah. moving back to San Francisco was really pivotal to me because for so many reasons, it's my hometown. I left during the pandemic because I couldn't afford daycare and rent at the same time. It's one of the most expensive cities in the country. And I left because I couldn't afford both. And I left and I went and I built my business living in Oregon. But me coming back, I didn't feel comfortable telling this story pretty much at any other time but this year. But now that I'm back in San Francisco, I was like, wow, like I am this, I feel like a rich mom, like a rich wife, you know, but I'm like, I'm by myself and I'm the one doing it. That I was like, damn, I live in this condo in the hills. I have this beautiful view. Like I have options for my daughter. Like I have this freedom and I created that. And 6 years ago, you guys, like I never told the story, but like 6 years ago when I moved back to San Francisco after a divorce, I was pregnant and I was on food stamps. Like, and I had to move back in with my parents. And I, everything of me getting here, it's like me coming back to San Francisco felt like such a homecoming in a different way where I was like, no, I get to rewrite this chapter with like me calling the shots this time and having the money and having the peace and not relying on anybody else. Well, let's talk about that because I have had to rely on somebody else, but for this to be my creation.
Yeah, yeah, we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
I'm like tearing up just listening to you.
We had this moment the first time we recorded, and it was the single mom story of just like, yeah.
I think listening to you.
Yeah.
It really is so special. Like,
I'm going to make me cry, girl, because I'm just like,
you this before.
Yeah.
But you have no idea, like, how Pi looks at you, right?
That's going to make me emotional.
And, just hearing you tell your story, it's amazing because I think of my mom and I think of what her journey could have looked like if she poured into herself and trusted herself the way that you've trusted yourself and the way that you've poured into yourself, even when it felt like the really wrong decision, right? Like when it felt like it wasn't, like you shouldn't. And that's why I wanted you guys. This is why I wanted Mariela on the show, because one, obviously I care about her. There's lots of things about her that I just like love and I wanted to share with my audience. But a big part of why I wanted Mariela on the show was to really paint a picture of what is possible throughout any circumstance.
Yes.
Like she is a mother that is taking care of her daughter. With her finances, with her, like she takes full responsibility. And I think it's just such an example to people who are trying to grow their business from whatever circumstance you're in. I just want Mariela to be an example of what is possible and the types of decisions that you have to make to create the type of wealth and create the type of freedom that you want for yourself. And she's just getting fucking started, y'all.
I am, but I always will come back to what does it look like to take care of me first so I can show up for my dreams, so I can show up for my business before I even knew what my business was going to look like. And I think like letting it take as long as it's going to take and how can I feel safe and secure where I am was so big because it felt like baby steps. But some days it felt like I took 4 steps back and then 2 steps forward. But the point is to keep taking the steps forward and just being like, it's okay if the path feels like it's uphill some days. But like that's what it is. If I got caught up in like how hard things felt today, I would make that mean that I needed to quit or that I should go and, you know, stay in the workforce because everything about this journey like felt illogical. You know, I felt selfish a lot of times. Like, why didn't I just like go get a job? But I knew what that path was going to look like. This was one that I knew was like, it was worth the work and the time that it was, that I was going to put in because it was going to be mine and that nobody could take it away from me. Like, I think that's the thing when you've experienced things fall through. Like, I was like, no, I'm going to be the person that's going to create my own security. Like, I left the 6-figure job, you know, I had the college degrees, I did all the things, but this was something that I was like, it's worth the time and the effort that it's going to take to build this because this is mine.
100%. So this is why, y'all, this is why I had Mariela on the show. So I have some very big general questions that I want to ask you, because I really want to, I want folks to understand like the story that I've seen. And also like, I want to learn from you, like how you got through a lot of it to get to this incredibly successful place in your life and business. So let's just start with like the beginning. How the hell did you, like, how did you do it? Like, you literally quit a very successful job. I don't know if you quit. Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Tell us. I quit.
You quit your job. As a single mom to, at that time, probably a toddler.
Yeah.
And like, you've built this incredible company. Tell us, you know, without that's a long story, but tell us like the big general, like, how did you do that in its simplest form?
I think that it's funny because I have had to think about this recently a lot more of like, how did I do it? And I think I don't know how short of an answer, but the short answer, I think, is that
it doesn't have to be short.
No,
I think just give us the yeah. details.
So I think that I just decided a long time before I even knew I was going to start a business, I just decided I wasn't, that something was going to change. So essentially, I decided I'm not going to stay in the workforce, because I was interviewing for jobs at tech companies. I was high up. So all of my jobs would be like starting divisions, starting my own team, all of these things. Like, this is a lot of work, right? There was going to be no lightweight work at these companies. And so sometimes I think we forget that, like, we don't need to have all the steps in order. We just have to decide, like, this chapter is ending. That's all I know, is that this chapter is ending. And I remember turning down a job offer for 180K plus benefits and bonus and all the other things. And I was like, if I'm going to say no to this job offer, it's because I'm going to do something else. Didn't know what that something else was going to be. So honestly, I think it was making the decision about what was no longer going to continue. And then that allowed me to really commit to what the new vision was going to look like, rather than waiting to be convinced by like my circumstances, you know, or convinced by my results. Like, you're never going to create it if you don't decide. Yeah. Something has to end. So that's really what it is, was once I decided I'm going to work for myself, I don't know what that's going to look like, I just started to make decision after decision after decision to get me closer to it. And that's what ultimately brought me to coaching.
So how did it start then, right? So like, you made the decision, you're like, I'm gonna, like, this is the workforce. There's an end point now.
Yes.
An expiration date. What was the first year, 6 months to a year look like?
So what I did was, because I didn't know what working for myself was going to look like, I went to surround myself with people who were asking themselves the same questions. And that brought me to a few different programs that were like group programs, like pretty big group programs. And that helped me like reinforce, like, okay, there's something here. And kind of, you really have to change who you're surrounded by. Like, first of all, I stopped talking to as many people with jobs about my dreams and started to talk to other entrepreneurs about my dreams, yes. Right?
Yes.
That is so important.
It is so important. Like,
yeah.
Guys, same with you. I have my good ass friends who I love and adore and who, you know, were with me as I grew up. But for a long, long time, now is a little bit different, but for a long time, they didn't get it.
And they're not supposed to.
Yeah. It's not like a bad thing. It doesn't make them bad.
No.
Make what I want bad, but it's so true.
It is that. So I literally was like, I want to be like in this bubble of other people who are also asking themselves, how can I monetize what I know? What does this look like? Right. So that led me down like a series of different programs that I invested in. And then honestly, most of 2019, like May 2019 to the end of the year, I didn't land a single client. I didn't even know what my offer was, right? But what I did instead, which is now part of what I teach my clients, was like, I built relationships with people. I networked my butt off like the whole freaking year networking. I went to entrepreneurial events. I was doing IG lives with people. As long as we had like a similar topic or something to talk about, I was going on lives. I was being on people's podcasts. I had not made a dollar. right? But I was just like, how could I show up and help somebody with what I know? And at the time, I was a marketer. So I just showed up and I was talking marketing to people. It wasn't until I hired a coach that I started figuring out my offer and actually making offers. But I think that's what allowed me to make six figures my first year, was because I didn't just wake up and decide. I had already built a reputation for helping people, being of service, showing up, using my voice, networking, building a brand. So that's really what it is one decision led to another. And it was like a whole identity shift. So by the time I decided I'm going to hire a coach, I'm going to have an offer, I'm going to start making offers, the results came what felt pretty quickly to me. And I was able to literally quit my job like 3 months later, which was pretty risky. But I quit my job 3 months after I landed my first client as a single
mom. Wow. That is pretty risky.
It was. I had a savings.
Yeah.
But all I said to myself at the time was, I have a runway of money. How many clients do I need to land within what period of time to prove to myself that I could repeat this result? And I was just very motivated to quit my job. So I said, if I land three clients in 2 months, on the third client that day, I'm going to email my HR and I'm going to quit my job. And but I had to decide ahead of time. Again, got to make the decision ahead of time. So when I landed the third client that day, I emailed my HR manager and I put in my notice. And then it's funny because COVID hit right after and two people canceled their contracts. So I literally just quit my job and I had one client.
Oh my God. But it's okay
because I knew how to sell. Like, I believed at that point, like I can find more clients.
Yeah.
Yes. I know how to sell. That's really what I like stood in.
That is crazy.
That's crazy.
Wild.
Yeah.
Okay. 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 So COVID hit. After that,
yes.
What was kind of like the first, even first, second, third, whatever you want to talk about. But like, I feel like this happens a lot. It's like people, they either do like have a 10K month or they have like some wins and then they literally start to believe that that's business. Like it comes that easy.
and then
it just like continues like as simply as that.
Oh no.
Tell us about your experience of like when shit got real and how you've been able to overcome that. And if you want, tell a couple stories, one story, whatever you want. But like, cause then business gets real, right? Then life happens, business happens. How have you overcome the harder parts as you've matured, right? As an entrepreneur. Oh.
For sure. So there were definitely were different chapters of like what made business difficult. And it depends on the season, right? So I think at the very beginning, I realized like knowing what to do and actually doing it are very different things. Like I knew what to do, but there were days where it was really hard for me to like be visible. Because at the time I was post-divorce, I was living, I had to move back in with my parents and I wanted to get out of there so badly, but it was like, I was dealing with my own triggers living at home and their money fears being like, oh, will you quit your job? And like, how are you going to make it? You know, all these things. So I literally had to learn how to set boundaries about what I am and what I'm not going to talk about. How to give myself space in a house where it was COVID. My kid was home all day. My mom was home all day. Like I had to go literally leave the house to go hear myself and like calm myself down so that I can come back and trust my decisions. And I really protected my dream at that time. I really protected my dream, meaning like I didn't share anything that I wasn't willing to welcome feedback on. So it's like, that was just like, okay, how can I just keep moving forward? And there were days where it was hard. Like I was working with a life coach at the time, working through a lot of trauma. There were some days where it was hard for me to like do anything, you know?
Yeah.
And I think in that moment I said, well, can I just take off the performative hat for a minute and stop telling myself I need to show up like somebody who has her shit together? And what if it's okay that I'm struggling and I have self-doubt and how can I just show up and be of service today? Like, that's really what I ask myself a lot of the times is how could I be of service to somebody today and like take off this like expectation that like I needed to feel good because I just would never market if that was the case. you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And so that was one, I think, that allowed me to not, like, I wasn't ignoring my needs. Like, I literally was like getting practically therapy. I was working with a life coach, but I still was just like, it's okay. I can help people from where I'm at. And then when I was attracting clients, they were like, I love how I feel seen by you. I love how authentic you are. So it's like something that you might see as like a negative. Your clients are like, oh, thank goodness you exist, because like you're actually talking about things and like the reality of how business is hard. That's actually how I started attracting first gen and women of color clients, because I was talking about how things felt easier in corporate, but I felt so triggered and activated in business. So it's like, just feel like a hot mess. It's okay. You can feel like a hot mess and still show up in market, 100%. You know?
Yeah.
So that's what allowed me to move out. Like a few months later, I moved out. And then came another chapter of difficulty, which was like, now I actually had rent to pay and daycare, and I didn't have a family like around me to support me. And it was just me and my daughter. And that was like 2 years of me growing my business, of me literally doing everything.
That's hard, man.
Yeah. Because I would pick her up from school and then I was home. So I was like, I literally was like, I don't even know how I did it during that time. But that was one where I realized like, oh, as hyper independent as I am, I actually do need a support system.
Yeah. It's like the lesson, and this is just because I know you and we've talked about all of this in many different ways.
Yeah.
That was the main lesson of you going out there.
That like, was that I can do it all, but I don't want to.
You don't need to. Like, it doesn't have to be your story like that.
That's true. But even though too, I think part of what that was also was like, I needed to move away in a place that had a lower cost of living so I could feel safe to grow my business, because I needed my own space. And by the time I moved back, I just was in a very different financial situation where I was able to move back to San Francisco, where my rent doubled literally. Mm-hmm. And it was okay. So it's, I think the other thing is I gave myself permission to just be in a chapter and stop trying to make everything be like the final state, because there is no final state. Mm-hmm. So it was like, okay, well, what do I need now? And so in that stage of business, it was much more about like, I mean, I was really struggling for a time. You heard from me during that time where I was like, I was going from 10K months to, this seems very dramatic, but when you're a single parent and you're the one paying all the bills and then you still have coaches and I had a team, going from 10K average to 7K average consistently, like really freaked me out, because I was investing more and spending more and my reserves were going down. That there was a time, and you remember this time, Kat, where I was just like, I think I might just have to get a job.
Yeah.
And I remember waiting for everybody to judge me on that. And everyone was like, yeah, just do what you got to do. And that was pivotal for me, because I was like, it's hard for me to build my business if I don't feel safe. Like, I felt so unsafe in my nervous system around money.
Yeah.
That what I realized in that time, and what helped me turn it around from 7K months to literally like I went up to like 20, like 18, 20K and consistently kept that up, was I will always be okay because I'm the creator of money. If I were to go back into the workforce, I'm still creating that money because I'm monetizing my skill sets.
Yeah.
You know, if I have to become a consultant, if I have to go get a part-time job, if I have to get a full-time job, if I have to do whatever I have to do, I will be okay when it comes to money. And that belief and that like evidence of that like helped me detach from my results a little bit and actually just show up the way that I needed to show up. And that was, I saw a huge change in my business results after that, where I went from like not closing sales calls and just being all in my head to just being like, I'm always going to be okay. I'm always going to be I will always be all right with money because I'm the creator of it.
Well, and it's like, it's you creating that safety for yourself and not like letting other circumstances be the thing that make you feel safe, right? Like,
Because then we outsource it to our clients.
Yeah.
Like, I found that when you think that, then you're just like, it's my client. If I don't get my clients, then I'm not safe and I can't pay my bills. And I'm just like, no, like you're still the creator no matter what.
Yeah.
And then you have this attachment to, if you're landing sales calls and then you show up with a very graspy energy on sales calls, that it allowed me to, once I made peace with, I will figure it out financially no matter what. I remember showing up to like my next couple sales calls that I had after that. And I was like, you know what? My only job on these sales calls is to listen to the client understand what's coming up for them and truthfully tell them what I see for them. What would I see as our work together, and just literally detach. And like, after that, I got strings of yes and yes and yes and yes. Mm-hmm. And that was the beginning of me getting booked out and staying booked out. But it really was reminding myself, like, I am my own safety. I'm the creator. Nobody's going to give that to me. That I will figure it out no matter what.
100%.
Yeah.
That was really, it was cool to be your friend and like watch you just uncover all of that. Because everybody's like, and this is for everyone, right? Not just Mariela, but like, it's so easy, right, for us to see you in like, as who you are, of like this incredibly badass, wise person. But it's so hard for all of us to see ourselves for all of those things. I mean, we've had conversations, same with me, right? And mm-hmm. like my self-concept, especially after baby or during pregnancy, and like yeah. the hard part of that.
Yeah.
And yeah, like we were just talking about this, how I'm just now being able to see how fucking badass I was last year.
Yes.
When last year, when we would have a conversation, I would feel defeated a lot of the time. Like a yeah. lot of that time I felt defeated, and like I wasn't, you know, like living up to my own potential. I guess that's the way I would describe it.
It's what you thought. That's what you were yeah. thinking at the time, even though that wasn't true. Because it's almost yeah. like holding yourself to some standard of like before baby or whatever. And yeah. it's just like, this is a lot of tough circumstances to grow a business through. And I feel yeah. like when it's not to say that like there's easy or hard. I think there's always circumstances that we yeah. have to face or whatever. Right. But it's like, these are the things that make our businesses like more unshakable.
Yeah.
Is the fact that we've had to navigate these things. And I think sometimes people are like waiting for the ideal. And it's like, no, the whole point is
yes.
that feeding your business and showing up for your business is like, your life's never going to stop. Kind of in the same way that Dude. You showed up to work when we felt shitty. It's not to say like leave your emotions at the door, but it does mean like, how can you integrate the two? How can you show up for yourself so you can show up for your business instead 100%. Of waiting for like,
yeah. I think that's so important, because you just said something. It's like they're waiting for the ideal. And it's like, yeah. you guys need to listen right now. Okay.
There's no ideal.
If you lost us, if you're listening and you lost us, I need you to reel it back in real quick, because you're going to want to fucking hear this.
Yes.
It is never going to be ideal business circumstances. Oh. Like sometimes it will be harder than other times, sure, but you're not just gonna like live in fucking la la land where business mm-hmm. is easy and everything's coming to you. You might have little glimpses and chapters of what it might feel like that, but typically that comes after a crazy amount of inner and outer work. Mm-hmm. And it just isn't like circumstances we use. We get better.
That's exactly it, is we get better. So it's like every day you delay, you're delaying the lesson. You're delaying the developing of the muscle of showing up for your business. You're building the muscle of showing up for your business. So it's like, oh, it's not ideal to, you know, it's like, I look at it like it's the same as if you were going to the gym or something. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. you just got to just start doing it. You know what I mean?
100.
Just delaying
and go through the hard. And I love that you said delay the lesson, because one thing I tell my clients in coaching is this might be one of those lessons you're going to have to learn 10 times over until yeah. you actually get the lesson. Because there are lessons like that. Like
yes.
you are just going to have to this yep. might be one of them lessons that it takes yep. a long ass time
yep.
for you to actually see the other side of it. And there's nothing wrong with that. We all have lessons like that of our own.
Yeah. yeah.
But we're delaying it. Like it and sometimes yeah. that, and there's no shame in it. But
exactly.
Like, also,
you can't even coach people out of the lesson sometimes. Sometimes you just have to coach them through it, not out yes. of it. Like,
yes. Like, this is how it's supposed to feel. This is going to be one of those things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I used to, in the beginning of my business, I literally thought I could never handle six figures, definitely multiple six figures, in terms of like handle the weight of it, because I thought I was that unorganized. And I was like, I'm so unorganized. I'll never be able to do A, B,
and that story about yourself too. That's so interesting. That's where you're like
pure story, like very rooted in like school and like all these thoughts I had about myself. And I had to learn that lesson so many times.
Yeah.
And now I'm barely like so okay with the way my brain organizes shit. Like I'm
figures, even with qualities you think like will disqualify you.
Yes.
From business.
Yes.
It's like, it's not true, because my story was always like, I'm not structured. Like I'm not a planner. I was in my job, but I was like, I just can't, if I could just plan my content ahead of time, like I was trying to make myself be like a content batcher.
Yes.
And I told myself like that disqualified me from making a lot of money. And then my freaking six-figure launch, I had no launch assets at all. And I just announced it. And it's not to say that we can like do that forever, but it's like, I think we put a bunch of conditions on ourselves and like judge ourselves for stuff that like, it's okay.
100%. I think I speak for the Latina coaching community in that we never want you to batch content ever.
I still don't batch content.
No,
because I had to hire somebody to help me.
No, I know, but like we love that about your content. That's what I mean. Is like we like thank God you didn't do that when that was the, and of course, right? Like of course you're gonna have to find different ways to create that content more efficiently as you grow your revenue to, you know, million plus.
Yeah.
But it's still so, so good. And
yeah, it's just, we're good enough. Like right now, if you decided that like right now today was good enough and that you yourself were as ready as you're ever going to be, like you'd actually get wherever you want to go so much faster, 1,000,000% guaranteed. Like, I just think that that is one thing and this is why I share my story, because I'm like, there's a whole lot of unideal stuff about my circumstances, but I just learned how to hold space for myself in like a different way and solve problems and make decisions, because problem solving, decision making, all the things, it's just like, you just keep learning how to do that at a different level.
Yeah, 100%. It's cool too. It's cool. I think now that, I mean, you have more time in the game, right? Than I do, but I think I'm coming to a place where I'm like, it's so fun to see a whole learning cycle that's far enough away from you that you're like, oh, I'm just going through this again.
Like, yeah, that's true. That you don't make it wrong.
Yeah. You're like, okay, got it. Like, I'm just in this phase of that journey now. Like,
absolutely. It just
looks a little different, super uncomfortable. You know, sometimes it's like horrible, but that's okay. But it's cool being able to see your growth that way.
Yeah. And even just knowing that whatever you're struggling with at the time, like everything is temporary, because you're badass, you're going to make decisions, you're going to solve problems, you're going to do whatever you want to do. And I think that at the beginning, it's easier to catastrophize things and make it mean that like you should stop or that something isn't working. Cause I think that's one thing that over time in business and like when life happens is that the internal alarm that goes off to be like, you need to jump ship. You need to change your niche. You need to do another offer. You need to stop what you're doing. Mm-hmm. That alarm is just like, no, it's fine. Mm-hmm. Just keep going. But that only comes from like you being in the game and like learning how to solve problems and grow your business under what is pretty much always like not ideal circumstances, to be honest. I don't even know what ideal is. You're always practicing sitting in discomfort. That's a literal business skill. Practice sitting in discomfort and practice understanding how your emotions want to affect your actions.
Yeah, 100%. I feel like I have so many ideal circumstances and I still feel like life and business can be so hard sometimes.
Okay. It is.
Oh, wait, hold on. I want to get into a conversation I wanted to have with you. You've talked about this in your content regarding growing, like continuously growing our capacities for growth. Mm-hmm. And I think this is such a good conversation to have with you because you wear so many hats. Yeah. And you have so many people that you like serve and give to on a regular basis, right? Like your business is getting so much from you. Your clients are getting so much from you, your daughter, right? And then also like, of course, the love, I think as first gen people, like the love for our family, right? Like we want to be a good daughter. We want to be a good sister. We want to be a good tia. Like, there's a lot of just hats that we want to be there for all the people that we love in our life while we grow this business. Let's talk about how you've been able to grow your capacity. How have you been able to manage growing your business and scaling your business to multiple six figures, multiple times in a row, through all these challenges, right? And like through it all.
Yeah. I think that even just to kind of open up, I don't think I realized this at the time, but we only receive what we like feel safe to receive either through our beliefs or through like our nervous system. So meaning like if you feel overwhelmed already and you're trying to sell, you're going to block yourself from selling because there's a part of you that's like, we don't actually know that we can handle these clients. So like a lot of the times when we're not getting the results that we want, that's what happens, right? And so that's what was happening for me. And I've had to just kind of illustrate how capacity has like looked for me is that at the beginning, I was still learning how to be a one-on-one coach, how to help my clients in the best way possible, how to what boundaries I guess I should set. Because at the beginning, I was just like giving everything to everyone at all hours. And so there was a time where like seven clients felt like I was booked out because I was like, well, I have a daughter and you know, this is what it is. And then I think I realized like that felt very heavy because I didn't have a break from parenting and I didn't have time to myself. And then in between calls, when I should be maybe like taking a break, I was just being reactive all the time. So seven clients felt so exhausting. And so I think at each stage, I was like, how can I make this stage, let's say of seven, feel as peaceful and profitable and easy as possible? And then I started looking at, I can't give myself more hours in the day, but can seven clients feel easier? So at that point, I was like, okay, maybe this means like rather than me working late, trying to make up time, like let me pick certain, you know, days of the week that I'm going to work on my business and actually give myself weekends off. Maybe I need to not respond to every client immediately because that also gives them time to process and, you know, think about their own like responses to things. Maybe this means scheduling my calls 2 days a week or 3 days a week rather than having them scattered all over the place. So seven clients, when I had no boundaries and I didn't have support for myself, felt really hard. Mm-hmm. So a lot of capacity really is like, how can the ground beneath my feet feel a little more stable and secure? How can I get my clients better results in less time? And what support do I need in my life? So that's one of the things, because the way that like what kind of happens with that is that, you know how they say like you have to fill your own cup before you can like pour into anybody else?
Yeah.
As you're growing your business, the more clients you have, and especially if you have kids, is that like that cup, it's like it starts like a teacup and then it turns into like a glass and then it turns into like a giant mug and then it turns into a pitcher. But in order for you to pour from the pitcher, you're actually like re-energizing yourself and pouring into yourself at another level, which means way different boundaries. I stopped responding to my texts in the middle of the day. Like I'm working. I don't need to be available. I don't need to answer the phone. I'm just like, I started to just have way better boundaries around like me not being reactive all the time. And I think between all of that, I was able to turn my cup into a pitcher. And that's still something I'm constantly doing. And then seven clients, I was able to support 14 clients at a certain point. And now I have a full mastermind. And it's a question I'm constantly asking.
You know? I think it happens. I mean, it's just going to keep happening, right? Like as we create more and more, you know, as we grow our businesses bigger, and also as just like our, you know, we're going to have multi-million dollar businesses, right? Like I think about this a lot. So what's funny is I actually got coached on this after I created, I think at that point I had probably already, I made like 120 or 30K in like 7 months that, that in 2021 on one-on-one coaching. And I got coaching on this because I wanted to start a group program. And I thought I was ready. I thought I was like, everything was ready to go. And they highly encouraged me to stick with one-on-one for six months. And the reason they did that is because I mean, I had 20 clients, so that was a lot of clients.
That is a lot. I remember that time. It felt
very hard for me. And they were like, well, why don't you work on making this feel easier and then do your group coaching program? And I had a lot of thoughts about it at that moment. But looking back now, I'm so grateful I did that because there was so much to clean up in my business and in my mind. And it just prepared me to be able to emotionally take on more. And then I got pregnant, right? And then I learned similar lessons in such a different way. And just being able to, because the way I think about it is like, you always, there are going to be phases where you have to, at least this is what it feels like to me, it feels like you have to stretch your capacity.
Yeah.
And you have to test it. And typically we're scared of testing it. We don't
want
to burn out again, or we don't want to do this again. And the truth is, you're not the same person as you were before.
Like, that's true.
You grow and you can never go back. Like, after a certain amount of time and a certain amount of growth, I've had to have this conversation with myself is, because I've always been scared of hustling again, because that almost had me quitting my business.
Yeah.
And I, this last month and a half, I've been working really hard. You too. On our masterminds.
Yeah.
And we've been in a lot of contact the last couple months. And for me, a part of me thought I was crazy trying to do this. At the time, it was 3-4 months postpartum. And I'm like, how am I going to handle a newborn, a toddler, you know, wife, house, business? Like, am I taking too much on? And I was scared that I would do that. And I just decided, like, let me test it out. Let me see what's possible, and let me do my best to not burn myself out. And what I realized is, like, I can get so much done when I'm very specific about what I do in my work time, one, and two, when I talk to myself, like, just better and calmly and like give myself lots of space to just like be imperfect.
Yeah. And you couldn't have done that if you waited to figure it out first.
Yeah.
And not that I would advocate for like, go burn yourself out, because I think that whenever you do come from a background where that's happened, we could be so afraid of it. But like, we learn those things in practice.
Yeah.
So I think it's like, it is a little bit of like being, you know, giving yourself grace. And a lot of the times when we're afraid of burning ourselves out too, at least this has been the case for me, part of what I'm telling myself, what I'm afraid of happening, is also me and my own standards that no one's asking me to meet. You know? So it's like, how much of that weight is actually yours and not anybody else's?
Seriously.
So it's almost like,
for me, it's clients. I'm like, I need to do all of this for my clients. Oh, and like, nobody's fucking asking.
Like, yes. It's like, literally, that's the thing. I was like, where is all of this burnout weight? Your own expectations. It's not even helpful or useful. I'm the queen of having, like, we've had conversations about this.
Yeah.
Where it was like, let it be enough. And it happens every single time, right? Yeah. It's like, we're asking ourselves to do probably too much. And that's what feels heavy.
Yeah.
So, and that's the thing, is like how you said, you know, you're like, okay, well, now in that margin of time, if you only have this much time, you're going to get better and better at being like, what specifically am I going to work on during this time?
Yeah.
You know,
100%. You also mentioned something that I want to bring up is the emotions you're going to have. When, and it's kind of going into the next question, but like the emotion, like when you're going to have to run your business regardless of all of these things and regardless of a lot of emotions. And one thing you brought up is the boundaries that you've been able to put up as you grow your business to grow your capacity.
Oh,
and I relate to that so much for the way the way I probably should put up more boundaries. I think I'm a little ruthless with my boundaries here. I'm like the opposite in her. Like, I feel like everyone should just respect my boundaries and I don't care what anyone
because you're modeling it for your clients. But I know that for like a lot of us, it's like, oh my God, they're going to hate me. And it's like,
you know what I was thinking of right now when you mentioned, I forget what you mentioned, but one thing that I've had to have on my shoulders for, I don't know how many months now, I guess like two, three months now. Mm-hmm. There's like seven people in my life that I have not bought Christmas gifts for and birthday gifts for. And those are the kind of things like I ask, when I'm just thinking on my own, I'm like, people need to know that I do all this work, but there's a lot of shit that I just have to carry that weight of being that person, right? Mm-hmm. Who doesn't give the gifts on time.
Yeah.
And I need the whole, like, I reserve, like, I'm okay with that. Like, I'm fine with it. Like, it is on my mind. But a lot of people would be in this position and they would let shame cover, like, cover them with it. They would, like, the emotional reactions can be different for everyone, but I've learned that, like, I'm totally fine if the people in my life have a problem with me not giving them their gifts on time. I'm willing to carry that emotional load so I could build this life that I want to build.
Exactly. You're not going to do the same thing that you used to do in terms of, like, holding yourself to those same standards. I think you're constantly reevaluating, like, what do I want to bring with me? Is that a standard I want to hold myself to? Me, my example of that is I am notorious for not texting people back. People I miss, I will go and be like, I thought about this person. I miss this person. I'll go to text them. They already texted me months ago. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, but I feel like it's just important that, like, the people in your life will understand for the most part. You may have had some conversations, but it's like, it's fine. And so I think that's, you just become the queen of, like, giving yourself grace and really being like, do I need to do this? Or am I asking myself to do this? Do I need to, you know, do these things constantly, constantly? So that's just been a big part of increasing capacity and just dealing with my emotions, like being aware of my emotions in business has been really big too, because you will face the thing you're afraid of will show up and you're going to be forced to deal with it in business, but you can't, like, you can't avoid it, right? This is also why I worked with a somatic coach last year, who we both know, Yudi, because I, last year, just in terms of increasing capacity, part of the reason it was hard for me to increase my capacity was because I wanted to overdeliver. And the reason I want to overdeliver is because I'm the eldest daughter and I was always responsible for everybody being happy and responsible for everybody's feelings. And the worst thing, my worst fear was ever that someone would say, you didn't do a good job. You know, like, you disappointed me. So the whole time I'm like, I'm showing up being like, I just need to serve my clients. So nobody ever says that I didn't blow their mind, that it wasn't the best coaching experience. And I had to let that go to just be like, listen, I'm going to do the best job that I can. But if you're ruled by a fear of somebody being disappointed in you, like, it's impossible because it's going to happen. It is good. You're going to get canceled contracts. You're going to have clients have thoughts about your coaching. You're going to have all the stuff you're afraid of is going to happen.
Yeah.
So you may as well just show up now and start to deal with little problems so that later the bigger problems don't seem so big.
Yeah. And being able to emotionally, like, regulate yourself through it, which just takes practice, y'all. Like, it takes practice, but you're going to have to. You can't skip the part. You can't, you got to go through it. Like, you have to get through it.
Yeah.
And going back to, like, the lessons, like, you just might have to learn certain lessons as a lot of
multiple times.
Yeah.
And do you think now, Kat, like, can you think about things you've gone through recently that were really hard, where it's like 2 years ago version of you couldn't have been able to handle it? Because I think about stuff that's happened recently that was my worst fear, that I was like, I would have spun out.
100%. 100%. Like, I mean, yeah, this whole last month, like, the creating of content for me, and I say content within my, like, curriculum, I should say.
Yeah.
The creating of curriculum and putting I mean, I just can't, I still can't believe I did this and had a baby. And I like, my business didn't stop at all. The only thing I did was stop one-on-ones, but like my
which was a choice
program, which was a choice, but my group program has not been like paused or affected by my pregnancy.
So,
and I'm just like, what the fuck?
Like, this is the thing about
two minutes,
which is why I'm like, I think that that is exceptional, because when you build in a way, go build your business in unideal circumstances, because you're building like the deepest roots possible. I think about challenges as being like deep roots in a tree. So like wind's going to blow, all these other things are going to happen, but that business ain't going to tip over because you've been dealing with hard stuff. So you launching your first mastermind while you were pregnant, you literally gave birth in the middle of it. It kept going. You relaunched. Like your second round, I think about all the stuff that I did being a single mom and not having support, that now I was crazy. Like, oh, this is fine.
Yeah.
I was like, I mean, now it was hard, but it's like, I literally could not have held a 300K business.
Yeah.
A year ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Hell no.
Couldn't.
No, I completely feel you. You know what's actually, I have a very, it's kind of, you brought it up. It's not totally the topic.
Yeah.
But what made you, I know you've shared this with me. I hope it's okay. I shared.
Oh yeah. No, go ahead. I'm an open book. So I'm
okay.
You can tell me.
Just not that big of a deal. You've shared with me, like that you worked with Yudi specifically to uncover whatever it was, however you would describe it. But the goal was like, you want to do this group program and you know, you have some shit you need to handle.
Right.
So you started working with Yudi. I think that's brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm curious how you even had this level of awareness. Because like that's fucking strategy. Like that shit is fucking strategic as fuck. How did you like, tell us the before, like right before then, like, I'm curious where your brain was at.
I think this is also just like, I'm very aware of how trauma affects people in business because I was that coach. Like I am that coach, right? Of how do trauma responses show up in business? So I think because of that, as a business coach, you know, for women of color and first gen, like inevitably you're going to hold space for that, right? So I think I was already so aware that my responses were trauma responses. Not everybody is. Some people think it's not working. I lost it. I'm this. And I was like, oh, I have trauma responses, like my freeze response is showing up. I'm really spinning out about money, like all these things that I was like, I need somebody to help me work through my trauma responses in business. So I think I was able to like look for a very specific person to help me with this. And I think the other thing that I realized as well was like, I didn't know how I felt at any given point. I was in my head a lot. And I was just like, I need to know how to like release some of the stuff from my body. So that's what allowed me to, I think, like work with her specifically, because I knew that like, you know, I knew that I had gotten to a point where now even my results were scaring me. This was the other thing too. When your results scare you and you want to stop, you know, you need help there, because I would have self-sabotaged. I would have just been like, okay, this is enough. Or like, these people all made a mistake in choosing me. And like, what if I can't keep it all? So I was like, no. I need a business coach, which I had. And then I also need a somatic coach to help me process. And so I think that I invite people to look and be like, working with a therapist alongside your business coach is going to accelerate your results. You probably should have somebody for you and your nervous system and somebody for your business. You know what I mean?
100%. I am amazed that I didn't have a life coach or therapist in the beginning of last year, 2022, when I launched my mastermind and my pregnancy was in the harder parts of the pregnancy.
Yeah.
What I did have was an amazing health coach who held a lot of space for me. And I think it's because it was my body.
Yeah.
She just gave me so much permission to, she just helped me give myself permission. And I mean, thank God for that.
Yeah.
Thank God. Cause I was
close,
y'all.
this is the thing is you need different kinds of support too. This is the thing that's important is like your coach isn't going to be everything for you, right? So like your coach is going to help you do a lot of things. But in some cases you're like, hey, maybe I also need like biz friends and like community and maybe I need to go to therapy, you know, whatever that is. And that's going to look different in different seasons of life. Because I really needed that because I was deep in my like trauma and healing and things like last year. And now I'm not seeing a therapist. I probably should, but I feel okay because I have the tools to equip myself to manage my emotions in business. So that's all part of increasing capacity is like looking at how can I feel safe to receive? How can I increase my capacity to achieve the goals that I have?
100%.
Because I say this to clients sometimes too, where I'm like, let's say you want to be booked out and you want a 200K business. And I'm like, okay, the idea of you getting 5 clients tomorrow, if that freaks you out a little bit, like sit in that because you'll literally repel it if you actually, part of you doesn't want to receive it.
100%. Because receiving, I hated when people said this before I experienced it, but receiving and actually like receiving abundance at that level. Like we've talked about this too, when I hit my 200K year and I just mentally wasn't prepared. It was very odd to me. And it also set this new level of expectations of myself, of like what my business should look like or where I should be. And yeah, I hated when people said that. But then when you experience it, you realize really quickly, like, oh, this is what they're talking about.
I bet there's a lot of things, if you think about advice you rolled your eyes to, maybe subconsciously, maybe not consciously, that when you experienced it, you realized what that meant.
Yeah.
Because it was definitely that. And for me, it was also when you have more money, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to have different thoughts. Because and that is absolutely true. Because now I'm like, okay, multiple 5 figures in, at least 5 figures out every month. Like that's been a blot for my nervous system to, you know, which is why I'm like, stop. You know, I just like want to tell people at the beginning, like, stop trying to like skip steps because you can't even hold space for what you're calling in yet. But that's okay. Hold space for what's in front of you right now. Like there's not going to be the ideal circumstance.
100%. I think I might have told you this, but Stacy, my previous business coach, I still think of her as my business coach. She's so vulnerable with us on the calls, and she was telling us about how she was getting coached, and one of the things she told her coach is, "I forgot how to change my thoughts. I literally feel like I have lost the ability to switch my thinking and like struggling in that way." And she is like a $10 million earner, guys. It's like we have to go through our current stuff. Like there's no way out except through.
And you know what that reminds me of too, just by hearing that story, is that you're never going to be done. It's always going to be cycles. So it's like maybe you get to a certain level and then that feels okay. But then you go into a different season of life and it's like you feel like a little toddler again, like learning how to walk. And that's okay that you have to go back to your foundations. That's another thing I talk to my clients about is like, we're never going to stop going back to our foundations to be like, what do I need? Maybe my identity is still catching up. Like all these things that stop us from like calling in the clients and the money that we want. But it's okay. It doesn't mean there's anything like wrong with you, because I've had huge identity shifts this year that I'm still catching up with. And I know that you have too. It's just like, that's just part of business. But again, there's no ideal.
Yeah.
It's just a process.
Mariela, thank you so much for being on the show, for sharing your wisdom. You're such a gift. You're such a gift to this world.
So are you. I'm so grateful for you. And like, I'm so proud of us, like, honestly, you know, and just like this journey, because I feel like you've always been somebody who, and you've heard from me, you've been one of the few people who have heard from me on like the days and the seasons of my life where I felt like I'm embarrassed and like my results weren't there and imposter syndrome and all of that, that like, I've just been so grateful to have you by my side, because you've always been somebody who like, you are always Kat. Like the way that you are and the way you present yourself to the world and your heart, it never wavers. Like it's always you. there's only one like version of you. And I feel like that's such a gift. That's such a gift to just like know you.
I love you. I appreciate it. Okay. So tell the people, where do they find you? What do you offer? Give us a little lowdown.
Yeah. So find me on IG at Mariella Della Mora. Come hang out, follow me. I would love to hear just anything that resonated. I always just like love hearing people, you know, kind of say like, hey, this part of your story really resonated. And yeah, I do business and leadership coaching. So a lot of times my clients are, you know, on the verge of hiring or leading a team, all of that. But yeah, if you're interested, just yeah, check me out on IG.
Thank you so, so much. I love you.
Love
I will
you.
See you next time on the show. I know you're going to be on the show again in the future, but who knows? That's probably when we're like in close to a million, huh?
Oh my God. It's going to be our million lifetime celebration. And then it's going to be our million in a year celebration.
Yeah.
Like seriously.
It's going to be so fun. All right, y'all.